This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a big week for housing data. The National Association of Realtors said today pending sales of existing homes fell last month, almost 2% from June. It is the second month of declines. We're going to get the benchmark Case-Shiller Index tomorrow. That is home prices. But a story now about the stuff that we put in our houses. The biggest furniture chain in the world, that would be IKEA, is getting into the buyback and resale business as a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Starting today, at one store in suburban Philadelphia, the company is going to pilot a program to buy back its used furniture in exchange for store credit. Part of a plan, the company says, to keep all those Billy bookcases and Malm bed frames from landing in the landfill. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
There's already a huge market for used IKEA furniture. A quick search of Craigslist DC netted 636 items, including an Ektorp sectional for $200. But what about what doesn't find a home?
Around 9 million tons of furniture are thrown out every year in landfills.
Jonathan Matuszewski is a home furnishings analyst at Jefferies.
You really just need to walk, you know, Midtown Manhattan to be able to see that in terms of folks moving in and out.
Resale has taken off in the apparel industry with retailers like Nordstrom and Macy's and online sites ThredUp and The RealReal. Tansy Whalen directs NYU Stern's Center for Sustainable Business. She says IKEA faces a big challenge in meeting its goal of zero waste by 2030. It's not exactly known for durability.
They may start to design the product a little differently, right? If they find that there's a second life and more money to be made on it lasting a little bit longer.
Other companies have a different take on sustainability. Michael Barlow is CEO of Furnish, a furniture rental startup. His company went through IKEA's corporate accelerator, so he's diplomatic.
We're not putting cheap veneers out there with customers in the first place, because we need to refurbish those to a like-new state and get them into a second, a third, a fourth home.
And that doesn't come at Billy bookcase prices. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.